It was the early hours of Sunday morning, the 1st of August 2010, when we received a call, the report of a break-in from Stourstonbury in Essex. When we attended the scene, we spoke to the occupants, Anne and David, and it became apparent that they had been broken into during the early hours of the morning. Two male suspects, both wearing boiler suits, we believe, gloves and balaclavas. David was woken up and his hands were bound behind his back with cable ties, and he had a pillowcase placed over his head. Anne, who happened to be sleeping in another room that particular night with her granddaughter, a three-year-old girl, was also woken up. Fortunately, the granddaughter was left asleep. Anne and David were taken into another bedroom where they were handcuffed together and placed face down on a bed. The male suspects demanded to know where the location of the safe was in the house and where the money was kept. Anne and David pleaded with them to let them go, saying there was no safe in the house and there was no money. All they had was the sort of furniture on display. The male suspects were not happy with this and threatened to pour boiling water from the kettle over their granddaughter and also tie the clothes iron to Anne's back using her dressing gown cord. Anne began to tell them where some jewellery was in the house. They then placed the iron from Anne's back onto David's back, tied it to his back with the dressing gown cord, and then turned the iron on. The iron slowly began to heat up, causing a severe burn into David's back. Anne continued to tell them where jewellery was within the house. They weren't happy with just taking jewellery. They wanted to find out where the safe was. In total, approximately £100,000 worth of jewellery was taken. There was no money and there was no safe. Fortunately, after a period of time, the iron was removed and Anne and David were left handcuffed to a radiator. The suspects then left the house, leaving Anne and David tied up with the handcuffs. The only description of the men that was provided was they were stocky build, wearing, we think, dark-coloured balaclavas and boiler suits and gloves. David is recovering remarkably well. The injuries he's sustained are absolutely horrific. It's a full-thickness burn, which burnt through all layers of the skin, the fat, and to the muscle in his back. He's had a skin graft taken from his leg, which has taken well, and he is recovering, albeit in immense pain, and he'll obviously have a massive scar on the back for the rest of his life. We're appealing on Crime Watch to ask for anybody that has any information, and I encourage anyone with information to come forward. The violence used in this particular incident was extremely high, far higher than any other burglary that we've dealt with in this area. It's a very unique incident. Not only was violence used with the iron, threats were also made to pour boiling water over a three-year-old granddaughter, which is just unbearable. The jewellery is very specific and high-valued. We have watches with specific serial numbers, diamond rings and jewellery pieces and several cufflinks that were taken, which are all identifiable. And we're just hoping, because of the high value, that somebody somewhere may have heard about this incident, may have some information about the jewellery, or may have information about the suspects. People can ring Essex Police on 0300 333 4444, or they can ring Crime Stoppers anonymously with any information on what they think may be used to our investigation.